Or copy wherever books are sold.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause and Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause and Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause and Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
With all my heart. The nature of Satan will always accuse. In other words, it's always somebody else's fault. If it wasn't for my boss. Yeah, you late all the time. Well, it got kind of quiet there. Huh? If it wasn't for this one, if it wasn't for that one. See, when they fail, God came as he normally did to talk with Adam. But Adam wasn't to be found. He was out of place. And they were hiding. And he said, Adam, where are you? Not as though God didn't know. He knew. But he was giving Adam opportunity. See, when the nature of the enemy, the fallen nature, is governing a person's life, they accuse. When God went to them, Adam said, we were afraid. So we hid ourselves. We realized we were naked, so we were afraid and we hid ourselves. And God said, have you eaten of the tree? And Adam, the first thing he said, the woman. All you brothers, say this with me. The woman. Now, I don't want to get you in trouble now. Listen, the first thing come out of that, the woman that you gave me. Amen. The woman you gave me. You gave her to me. I messed up now, but you gave her to me. In other words, if he could say, he'd say, Lord, if you hadn't have given her to me, I wouldn't be in this mess. Brother, look straight ahead. Just look straight ahead. Don't get yourself in no trouble. So that was Adam's. But now look, this is a manifestation of the fallen nature. God, I believe this, that the Lord was looking for him to say, Lord, we've messed up. We've forsaken you. We've sinned. Please forgive us. Everything would have been different then. I mean, God is a forgiving God. He's a God that will restore. He's a God that will restore you. But see, the nature had taken hold so quickly that now they were accusing. Then he went to Eve. Eve said, hey, it wasn't me. The serpent. Everybody's passing the buck. The serpent. He beguiled me, and I did eat. See, here, this is kind of funny because, you know, men and women think differently. Now, brothers, don't get in trouble now. Men and women do, they think differently. Women tend to think in detail. One amen from my brother. Am I right? Some of y'all looking at me like, you're going to get in trouble. Well, just look straight ahead. But Women tend to think in detail. They'll think about something and think about something and think about something. Sometimes overthink. Think about something and think about something and think about something and think about something. And then finally they'll do. And thank you for the amen in the back. That's the only one. I'm getting a few heads nodding. This is no trick, you know, nothing. It's true. They tend to think it's true. They think out the other side of the brain. Men think out the other side of the brain. But now men are like this for the most part. Not all, but for the most part. Men will do. And then they'll think about it. Wait a minute here. What she done got me into? The Lord said, don't eat these apples. He done already took a bite. That's the nature. It's true for the most part. Not always, and that doesn't hold true in every life, but for the most part. Women think and think and think and think and then do. And sometimes overthink. Men tend to just do. And after they've done it, they think about the consequence. What did I do? Why did I do that? Say amen, lights. It's true. All right? So this was the case here. But the nature, the fallen nature had taken root. And they begin to accuse. Just like the devil accuses. The devil is the accuser. You stop accusing people. Amen. For your problems. For your mess ups. And start taking responsibility. See what that's a twofold word. Responsibility. You have an ability to respond. When you start, I'll tell you something. When you start taking ownership of some stuff that goes on inside of you and stop blaming other people and stop accusing other people, you'll find that God will stand with you and a lot of times will bring you out of stuff. You'll find healing. You'll find deliverance. You'll find breakthrough instead of just standing there pointing your finger all the time. And most time it's your fault anyway. Amen. So, we got a picture of this now, right? Got a good picture. We'll get in. I'm telling you, we'll get in a lot more detail on every one of these points. A lot more detail. A lot more meat on that. So we don't want to get caught in that nature, subdued by that nature. That's a fruit of it. You can recognize it in your life when you are blaming others. Now, that doesn't mean that people don't do you wrong or that sometimes people aren't to blame. But I mean the nature of blaming. The ability that's in you, you have an ability to rise above every consequence, every circumstance, whether people are for you or against you. Amen. Whether circumstances are for you or against you, whatever is against you, listen, there's no weapon formed against you. Whether it be human, whether it be spiritual, whether it be material, whatever it is, that can prosper. That's our testimony. We overcome. We are overcomers. We overcome every situation. Overcome every obstacle. Break through every barrier. There's no stopping the kingdom of God. There's no stopping the child of God. Amen. But you got to believe this. You've got to know this. Somebody shout, I believe. I believe that. I believe that I can win. Do you really believe that this morning? Amen. Come on, this is who you are. This is what the Bible says. I don't care what your upbringing was. None of us were brought up perfect. There's not a perfect being, but the one inside of you, he is perfect. He lives in an earthen vessel and he can do a perfect work in you, even in your imperfections. You got to learn to rest in him. and trust in Him and obey Him and walk in the light. Even when it's not popular, when it's not politically correct, you stand up for what is right anyhow. You speak the truth anyhow. If God doesn't give it to you, amen, you ought not want it. Amen. Come on, let me get to the meat of this and I'm going to close. Do you know that you are created in the same class that God is in? That's why you are a child of God. You are not God. You'll never be a God. You are His child. We were adopted. See, tell somebody, I'm born again. Do you really know what that means, to be born again? We are born into a family. And see, it's not by blood, not by flesh. See, to be a child of God, you can't just join a church and be a child of God. That has very little bearing on your being a child of God. Be part of a church. Amen. I believe that's what the word says. We're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. We need to be a part. We need to be with those that are alive. Amen. Light cannot fellowship with darkness. So we need to be part of a church. We need to eat from God's table. We need to hear the word of God. Amen. But being born again has very little to do with you putting your name on the church roll. You see, because you're not born again of flesh and blood. In other words, it's not a human process. It's not because the preacher likes you or you shook hands with the preacher. Amen. That doesn't make you born again. Because you attend every service, that still doesn't qualify you. Amen. Because you study your Bible. Study your Bible. But that doesn't save you. Amen. 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 Even saying a little prayer, that's not what saves you. You got to be born again by God. It's like having a child. You know, a husband and a wife can want a baby and be working hard at it, if you know what I mean. They want a baby. But until God gives life, they can work till doomsday, but no life. But the moment God gives life, there's the baby. So see, we're not born again of water, nor of flesh and blood. I'm not born again by somebody's consent. Somebody told me I was saved. No. I got to know for myself. I've got to have relationship myself. You see, what qualifies us to be a son of God?
We are continuing in part 26 of Mega Grace, Fully Persuaded. God knows the beginning to the end. Declaration causes it to come to fruition. Isaiah 46 and 10 states, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. The Bible says, be fruitful, replenish, subdue, and take dominion. We are not to have dominion over one another, but in the earth. When you allow your faith to be greater than your fears, then you are fully persuaded.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.